sent your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes. As we talk about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives, whether today you're in the workplace, maybe you're a student, an at-home parent, maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or maybe you're someone who's never really had faith and you're searching for what your purpose is. Well, the next 30 minutes, we'd like to interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. In the scripture reading, we'd like to start the program with a scripture reading. We are drawing this from the Old Testament. We're going back to Moses in Exodus chapter 14. I just read this week, and this verse is just amazing to me. It's Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 14. Basically, what's happening, to give you the backstory, Moses is taking the Israelites out of captivity, out of Egypt. And the Bible says there's 600,000 men. By the time you add women and children, there's almost 2 million of the Israelites following Moses. And so they get up to the edge of the Red Sea. They look to the right and they see the Red Sea. They look to the left, they see the desert. And now Pharaoh and all the Egyptian army is coming to basically capture and destroy the Israelites. And this is where we pick up this scripture again, chapter 14, starting at verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. That's the end of the scripture reading. We all know the rest of the story. Moses is able, through the power of God, to part the Red Sea. The Israelites get across, and then the Red Sea ends up swallowing up the Egyptian army. The point of this scripture I want to highlight for some of our listeners that are newer to the Bible and reading God's Word, how amazing it is that we have a Lord that will fight for us, that we serve a God that will fight for us, and that sometimes all we have to do is really turn it over to him. And as the scripture says at the end, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Again, thanks for joining us on the show. We like to say on this program, if you know Christ as your Savior, but you're going through a difficult or dry time, seek God through his Word. God will use it to revive you. If you don't yet know Christ, read the Word and ask God to reveal himself to you. He will, and you will never be the same again. You'll be a new creation. There's life-giving power in the Word because it brings a person into a living relationship with the living God. And as we just read, that God will fight for you. Read the Word. Just do it. That's what we say on this program. Again, thanks so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, or you can hear our previous programs, or you can visit Mark5Ministries.com as well. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Relay for Life at UVA is holding a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society at the end of February. When you visit Draft Tap Room on the downtown mall in Charlottesville, all the tips will be donated to Relay for Life at University of Virginia. Pucker up on February 11th. Natural Pet Essentials on Route 29 is hosting their annual Kiss a Bull Kissing Booth fundraiser. From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can kiss Harley the Bulldog for a minimum of a $1 donation. Proceeds benefit the House Project, a service project that builds wooden doghouses for outdoor dogs. The annual Fluvanna Penguin Plunge splashes down at Lake Monticello on February 18th. Proceeds benefit the Fluvanna County Meals on Wheels, Fluvanna SPCA, and the Lake Monticello Rescue Squad. For more information, visit FluvannaPenguinPlunge.org. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@seavillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, WCHV.com.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us on the program today, we have fourth-year student and talent extraordinaire Nathan Kohlberg with us on the show. Nathan, it's exciting to have you on the show. For a number of reasons, but we had your father, Craig Kohlberg, on the show several times, and so this may be the first father-son gig that we've done, even though your dad's not with us today. But anyway, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, for our listeners, Nathan has a lot of different talents. I met him as a high school student at the Covenant School, an amazing soccer player, had a great career, did really well academically, and now, boy, time flies, fourth year at UVA?
Yeah, final one.
How does that happen so fast?
I don't know. Scary.
Gosh. Talk to us real quick. How important having faith in your life is being a college student, and the maybe a little bit of how faith has helped you during your college career?
I think that faith has played a huge role, not necessarily in like the, it hasn't helped me and made life like easy or anything. But it's definitely been somewhat of a crutch when things are not going all that smoothly. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's, you know, like with my faith, I feel like a lot of times intertwined with that is doubt. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's kind of just this constant battle that's going back and forth. Mm-hmm. The hope that we have and the faith that I have is really important to me. Mm-hmm. But it's something that is kind of just quietly there throughout everything. And so it means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of a time maybe during your college career where you found yourself walking by faith? I remember this quote that Martin Luther King talked about faith. He said, sometimes you can't see the whole staircase, but you just have to take the first step. Can you think of a time in kind of your college career or even earlier if you're thinking about it where maybe you had to really take that step of faith where you couldn't really see, I mean, the outcome wasn't assured?
Yeah. To be honest, I think it's almost hard to think of an example because I think there's so many. Mm-hmm. In the sense that just like every day there's so many different things you're like, I don't know why I'm doing this, I don't see the full value in it, I don't see what this is going to lead to. Mm-hmm. I think a couple things that like pop into my mind, one is just like what I'm studying. You spend so much time, and I'm studying public policy. Mm-hmm. I definitely, when you spend so many hours in the library and studying for tests and quizzes and stuff, like that's a big chunk of my life. Yeah. And so to kind of think like, what am I doing this for? This is, mm-hmm. is there anything behind this? Mm-hmm. And is it worth even trying? Mm-hmm. And so as kind of simple as it sounds to just try and take a step of faith there and just give it your all, not knowing what it's going to lead to mm-hmm. and what lessons you're going to learn through your studies and kind of just trusting with the rest of it. So that's one thing that comes to mind. But the majority of things that come to mind in how my faith has played a role has just been in the relationships I've had mm-hmm. with certain friends. And, you know, everyone's always going through a tough time. I feel like no one's ever really going through this walk in the park. And so in that regards, it's relevant daily.
Well, this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're interviewing Nathan Kohlberg, who is a fourth-year student at the University of Virginia. Let me ask you this question, because I am curious about this. When I knew you in high school, I was unaware that you had this musical gift and talent. And then it was my two sons, Drew and Jay Gaffney, who know you very well and currently live with you. And others at a house at the university. But they told me about your incredible blossoming music career. And what I want to get to is, well, a little bit further. So I got to see you in the Hullabaloos, and I saw somebody who was, you really seemed like you were in your natural habitation when you were singing and doing what you were doing there. But can you my question is, was it a step of faith for you to, is that like a gift that you had that you didn't really realize you had it until you kind of stepped into it and said, hey, there may be something here?
Yeah, I think so. In that sense, sure. I mean, I've always, the musical ability has always been something that I've kind of just kept to myself. And I've enjoyed that component of it, to be mm-hmm. honest. But the more I've realized, the older I've gotten, I've kind of realized is that it's something that should be shared with others, and it's something that should be used for the enjoyment of others. And so in that sense, yeah, it's difficult actually to kind of step out mm-hmm. and share mm-hmm. Because it's part of vulnerability.
Yes.
Vulnerability isn't fun.
Yeah. I mean, I just kind of relate a little bit to my sports career. I had, I was doing the soccer thing at UVA, and then I switched to football. And when you take, for me, to take that step of faith that, I think this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and it worked out fine. But there is that step, there is that risk, there is, kind of putting it on the line. And, I just wondered if that kind of related to you. For you to sing in your room is one thing, mm-hmm. but to sing in front of a packed auditorium with the Hullabaloos is yeah. completely different.
Yeah, you're right. No, it is. There's definitely a difference, mm-hmm. And it's something that got to work on. And mm-hmm. I think back to some of my first time singing in front of people, I was just petrified, just like super scared. Mm-hmm. But as you get older, I criticize myself more than anyone else, and once I can kind of get over that component, it's fine, and it's that's when I can really start to enjoy the gifts that I have and actually use them to mm-hmm. Help others.
It's awesome. Well, we're going to ask you to play a song here as we end this first segment. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it, or you want to just jam into it?
I might just go right into it, but it's a song. It's called Barricade, and it really kind of explores, like I said, I kind of use music to kind of explore my doubts rather than my faith. Mm. And so in that sense, the song is about a lot of the difficulties that come up in life.
Nathan Kohlberg, let's have it.
Here we go. My heart grow weak. I stumble home. Sympathy with your cold breeze. And everything about you makes my heart grow weak. For now, I stumble home. Shadows abound, when white light is found, and dust flows from the ground. I stumble home.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Charlottesville and Albemarle SPCA will offer microchip and rabies drop-in clinics at the shelter on Berkmar Drive behind Lowe's in Charlottesville. The clinics will be on January 22nd and February 5th from noon to 4 p.m. Appointments are not necessary. Call 964-3310. Valentine's Day is around the corner, and the Albemarle Charlottesville Historical Society is hosting a Valentine's Day event on February 11th at 4 p.m. You can learn about the history of sweet and sample free confectionery concoctions. There'll be wine tasting and more. For more events, visit our website, WCHV.com.
And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is Nathan Kohlberg. Nathan is a fourth-year student at the University of Virginia, and a great young man of faith, and he's sharing his musical talents with us today. Nathan, before I get back to you, I need to share with our audience, because they've really allowed me to share a couple of personal things, and I just want to kind of walk through this just real quick. This week, my father, Lawrence Gaffney, passed away. And 92 years old, great man, great father, World War II veteran, fought in the Battle of the Bulge. And when I was old enough to understand, he showed me some pictures from some of the concentration camps where he was there to help free the prisoners. Went on to work for the government for a long, long time in Bethesda, Maryland, which is where I grew up. Was married to my mother for 63 years. Out of that, you know, they talk about that greatest generation, and he was a man of that. So many great things about my dad. But before I get into that, I want to give a special thanks to all the nurses and the staff at Westminster Canterbury. They are unbelievable. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much for the way that you have loved my mother and father. And my mom is obviously hurting, but she's doing great given the situation. And so this week she called me up. We had just brought hospice in to Westminster Canterbury, and my mother called me up, and I had the opportunity to be there when my father passed away. And Nathan, I just want to share this little thing for you that was amazing. It was so amazing to kind of describe this, because obviously you're hurting, you're grieving, your father's about to pass, and it was apparent that it was about to happen. So right before he passed away, my mother, a great woman of faith, you know, just I think the Holy Spirit tapped her on the shoulder and said, and she basically said, "Jeff, why don't you pray over your father?" And so this is the little part I want to share with you. I just want to kind of bring you into my world just real quick for another minute or so. And so, yeah, I was a little bit nervous because here we are, you know, right at the end of my father's life. And, you know, I kind of, you know, I paused for just a moment and I looked up and I remember just asking the Lord, you've got to give it to me. You've got to fill me with your presence for this moment. And so what ended up happening is, because of the way I was positioned in the room, I ended up getting down on my knees and I held my father's feet in my hands. And here I am massaging my father's feet and praying over him literally seconds before he passes away. And it was like nothing I've ever experienced before in my life. I mean, I don't know if any of our listeners have gone through anything similar to that, but just that moment is something I will never forget. And I thank the Lord that, you know, he taught me how to pray. And it was just my high honor to do that and be there with my father at his passing. And I'll just never forget it. And I'll never forget him and the way that he modeled out faith and the extravagant expression, the way that he was able to express his love extravagantly. He was a man who modeled he really walked out what ministry of presence means. He was always there in the lives, my life, of course, my mother's life, but I have a brother and a sister, Leslie and Paul. My father was there for everything. He never missed an event. Just a great encourager that way. Very kind of quiet way of encouraging, but an amazing time. And so I want to thank our listeners. Many of you have reached out, sent me a note, text. Thank you. And again, I just want to reach out to my mother and just say thank you for being an incredible caretaker for my father in this, you know, last few years. Just amazing expression of love between the two of them. But my mother is amazing. And so here we are. Now I'm back to you. So thank you for letting me just kind of ramble down the road of that for a moment. But it's just amazing experience. And although heart is still broken over the passing of my father, it was amazing to be there. But Nathan, I want to tie this back to you somehow. But I guess the question is, your father has been on this program, and I identify him as a man of great faith. How important in your life has your father kind of walking out faith and modeling faith? How important has that been for you?
Well, first off, I'm absolutely honored to be here, and deeply sorry for your loss. And that picture you painted at his feet is one that's going to stick with me. Mm. As for my dad, I mean, his influence is huge. It's tough to actually put into words it. Because I kind of go to him at every single decision, the little ones and the big ones. And so to have his wisdom being injected into my life is really something I value.
Yeah, it's my mother was one who kind of always said in our household that oftentimes faith is more caught than taught. In other words, oftentimes you see somebody who's doing it and living it, and oftentimes that's how you end up creating a desire for faith through seeing somebody else. And so, yeah, your dad has been on the program several times. Great guy, Craig Kohlberg. And Nathan, I've kind of chewed up the second half of this program with talking about my father, but I want to leave time now for you to play us another song as we end up the program. You got another one for us?
Sure. Yeah. I got two options. I can sing one I wrote, or I can sing a cover. What would you like to hear?
I want what you wrote.
All right, we can do that. So, yeah, this song is called Still You Won't Let Go, and it's a simple song. It's and it almost has this kind of upbeat mentality to it, but it's kind of oddly dark, actually, if you listen to it. But once again, it's kind of a way to vent a little bit. So, yeah. Should I just go ahead?
Nathan Kohlberg, let's have a go.
I thought to devise me a better life, but the world caught up and captured me. So I took my lies and my wasted time, and I sat them out for all to see. 'Cause I need a lover's arms strong in a story that's untold. We got barrels in our bones and we're afraid to fire, and all of this time we keep falling forward, and still you won't let go. Well, I can't roll up time, but if I could, I'd find a couple things I'd rather not ever see again. But I've got hope that climbs up the highest heights and looks down on me with anticipated grins. But I need the lover's arms strong in a story that's untold. We got barrels in our bones and we're afraid to fire, and all of this time we keep falling forward. Still you won't let go. Still you won't let go. Well, if I reach an age when my thoughts don't change, would you gather up my crippled melody? 'Cause I'd rather die than be a parasite that judges over others and over me. But I need a lover's arms strong in a story that's untold. We got barrels in our bones and we're afraid to fire, and all of this time we keep falling forward. And I need lover's arms strong in a story that's untold. We got barrels in our bones and we're afraid to fire, and all of this time we keep falling forward, and still you won't let go.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host, and that was Nathan Kohlberg. Nathan, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Folks, we're signing off for today. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you all next week.